Highbridge Audio presents Horses Never Lie About Love by Jana Harris. Read for you by Susanna Burney. Text copyright 2011 by Jana Harris. Production copyright 2011 by Highbridge Audio. 1. I've always had a hard time making decisions, especially decisions that involve spending money. I waffle, obsessively weighing the pros and cons, and eventually exhaust myself, in the end, deciding nothing. But on this particular spring day over two decades ago, at a horse ranch in eastern Washington, I saw and knew exactly what I wanted. It was May 1986. She was a deep red mare known as a blood bay, standing about 16 hands, 64 inches at the withers, where the neck meets the back. Her arched neck flowed gently into her chest. Her pretty head had a white star and a narrow stripe dripping down her face into two black nostrils. Something about the way she guarded her foal, an ebony two-month-old, 200-pound colt, spoke to me. The rest of the Rocking D's herd of 20 thoroughbred mares and their foals stood placidly in the intense noon sun. The mares, bays and chestnuts mostly, one gray, raised little puffs of smoke whenever one of them stomped a heart-shaped hoof in the dust. All the foals looked black, though they had a few white hairs like frost around their eyes and furry ears. It was hard to tell. My husband and I couldn't get closer to them than the corral fence. The mares had just been driven in from the range adjacent to the Rocking D, owned by Duke and Patsy.